which is talk about a topic which is introductory to the whole of Maseches Kiddushin, even though, with Hashem, we may see in the next few weeks that it does play a very specific role in understanding Pshat in the first few blats of the Gemara. But basically, today we're going to treat it simply as an introductory remark. In the Gemara, in the whole of Maseches Kiddushin, in the whole of Maseches Ksuvos, we don't find explicitly. We'll see in a moment that there may be certain indications, but we don't find explicitly. The Gemara doesn't state anywhere explicitly the statement that an act of Kiddushin constitutes a mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't say straight out that somebody who is Mekadosh and Isha is Mekayim a mitzvah. There are indications in the Gemara, as we'll see in a moment, that somebody who is Mekadosh and Isha is Mekayim a mitzvah, and we'll see in a moment what that means. But specifically, or explicitly, to say that somebody who is Mekadosh and Isha is Mekayim a mitzvah, the Gemara doesn't say that. The first time, we'll get there in a moment. The first time it's mentioned explicitly is in the period immediately after the Gemara. The first time it's explicitly mentioned is in the Tkufas HaGoenim. And the first source that we find that discusses as to whether the act of Kiddushin constitutes a mitzvah is Rav Achai Goen, in the way in which the Netziv understands him in his commentary on the Shelters of Rav Achai Goen. So the Netziv explains that the Shita of Rav Achai Goen is that the act of Kiddushin does not constitute a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's basically what we would call a Hechsher mitzvah. It's the stage prior to the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is Puravu. Puravu is a mitzvah. It's either based on the Pasuk in last week's Parsha or it's based on the Pasuk in Parsha's Breishis. That's Machlokes Rishonim. But it's based the mitzvah Puravu is based on the Pasuk either in Parsha's Breishis or in Parsha's Noach. That's a mitzvah, definitely. That's what the Torah says explicitly is a mitzvah. And Kiddushin, therefore, would be a Hechsher mitzvah. It would be the stage prior to the mitzvah of Puravu. And therefore, somebody who, for whatever reason it may be, would not have the obligation of Puravu, wouldn't have the obligation of the Hechsher mitzvah of Kiddushin. That's the Shita of Rav Achai Goen. The Rosh, in Ksubas, very clearly argues with this. The Rosh in Ksubas is discussing, in the first paragraph of Ksubas, the famous Rosh, where the Rosh there is discussing Birchus Eirusin. That's what the Rosh is talking about there. But if you look at the Rosh there, the Rosh says the following. The Rosh says that there's a mitzvah of Puravu. Kiddushin certainly doesn't constitute a mitzvah, says the Rosh, and it doesn't even constitute a Hechsher mitzvah. Why? Says the Rosh, because you can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Puravu, even without Kiddushin. And he creates there a scenario, Gabi Pelegesh, where it's possible to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Puravu, without going through the process of Kiddushin. So if you can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Puravu, without going through the process of Kiddushin, you can't maintain that Kiddushin is a Hechsher mitzvah for Puravu. Therefore, he goes a stage further than Rav Achai Goen, and he says it's not even a Hechsher mitzvah. What is it? Says the Rosh, it's what we would call a matir. What does that mean? Says the Rosh, in order to create a situation where issues should be permitted between a male and a female, you have to go through certain procedural procedures. And the one of these procedures that you have to go through is the act of Kiddushin. In other words, the act of Kiddushin, tick it off, and there's a fair variety of other things, and by the time you finish all these things, then you can go and live with a woman. But until that point in time, you can't. So it's nothing more than one of the procedures that you have to go to through if you want to reach a stage where the concept of ishus should be muta. Therefore, says the Rosh, even if there is a concept of saying a brocha over a Maisa Kedushin, over a Maisa Erisin, says the Rosh, categorically, this brocha would not be considered to be a birchas hamitzvah. It's not a brocha on the act of doing a mitzvah, because Erisin is not a mitzvah. At the maximum, says the Rosh, the famous Rosh, there's nothing more than a birchas shvach v'haidah. Okay, so that's the shit of the Rosh. So far we have Rav Hagaon who says that the act of Kiddushin is a stage prior to a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah. And we have the shit of the Rosh who says it's not even a hechsher mitzvah, it is a matir. However, the Rambam argues with both these positions. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs is a list of mitzvahs. What are the Tariag mitzvahs? So different Rishonim created different lists of what the Tariag mitzvahs are. First of all, it doesn't mean that this is the entirety of all the mitzvahs. It means this is the main categorization of mitzvahs, and there are subdivisions as well. Second of all, why at a particular point in history the Rishonim got into this business of writing up lists of mitzvahs, which are called Sifrei HaMitzvahs, is a shayla in itself, and is a historical sociological reason for it, which is not relevant now. But there was a point in time where the Rishonim were very busy with making what is the fundamental list of Tariag Mitzvahs. And the Rambam was one of the Rishonim who did it, and that's the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we have. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel, the Rambam lists the act of Kiddushin as a mitzvah asay. In the mitzvah immediately preceding the mitzvah of Kiddushin, Reish Yud Beis, the Rambam lists the mitzvah of Pruvu. Now, the Rambam, when he created the list of what the Tariag mitzvahs were, had a problem. Because as we all know, if you're going to take the entirety of mitzvahs as we know them, there are much more than 613 mitzvahs. And if you want to make a list of 613 mitzvahs, you've got to decide which mitzvahs are the major mitzvahs, which mitzvahs are the mitzvahs which are the headings or divisions, and then which mitzvahs are the subdivisions. So the Rambam had to create some type of shita, some type of theory or rule as to what mitzvah is considered to be a major mitzvah and what mitzvah is considered to be a subdivision. So he created an entire system of thought as to what are to be considered the major mitzvahs that they can be included in the list of 613 mitzvahs. And he wrote this as his introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's very lengthy, because it's a complicated topic, and he divided it up to chapters, and the chapters he called Shroshim, sources. Now, if you bother to read through this introduction, which most people don't, but if you do bother to read through this introduction, which is fascinating, it'll take a couple of years to do it, but it's fascinating, if you read through this introduction, the Rambam says the following. He says, I want you to know something. He says, in my list of mitzvahs, when I wrote down 613 mitzvahs, he says, I never included in this list of 613 something which is introductory to another mitzvah. I never wrote down something which is basically nothing more than a hagdoma or a heksher to another mitzvah. Anything that I wrote down as being a mitzvah constitutes a mitzvah unto itself. It's not a heksher of something else. That's what the Rambam writes in his hagdoma. If you look in Sherish Yud, he talks about this at length and he gives many, many examples. So if the Rambam in Reish Yud Beis lists Pru Revu as a mitzvah, and the Rambam in Reish Yud Gimel lists Kiddushin as a mitzvah, then the Rambam, who writes in his Shroshim that he never lists as an independent mitzvah anything which is introductory, obviously is not of the opinion that Kiddushin is a Hechsher mitzvah or a matir of Pru Revu, but is of the opinion that Kiddushin constitutes a mitzvah in and unto itself. The act of Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Now, if you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, as we said, you see clearly the Rambam lists in Sefer HaMitzvahs the mitzvahs of Sefer Kiddushin as a mitzvah. What about Yad HaChazakah? What about Mishneh Torah? What's the Rambam's opinion in Mishneh Torah? The Rambam writes very clearly in the third chapter of Hilchos Ishus, again, where the Rambam is talking there about Birchas Eirusin, the Rambam writes, Kol HaMekadish Isha, anybody who's Mekadish an Isha, anybody who does an act of Kiddushin with a woman. Now, the process of marriage, as you guys should know by now, if you've been learning Kiddushin already for about 4 weeks, consists of two stages. It consists of Kiddushin / Erisin. Sometimes it's called Kiddushin, sometimes it's called Erisin. Why is it called Kiddushin? You should know the Tosis. And then, stage two is Nisuin. Right? There's two stages. In the time of the Gemara, there was a gap, time period of 12 months, between the Erisin and the Nisuin. The woman becomes an Eishes Ish, Legabe, Kimat, everything, by Kiddushin, other than the fact that she can't live with her husband. From Nisuin, she can live with her husband. So there's two stages in the process. There's Kiddushin and Erisin. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishus says Kiddushin, the first stage, is already consists of a mitzvah unto itself. Therefore, Kol HaMekadish Isha, says the Rambam, anybody who is Mekadish, a woman, Tzarich Levarech Kedem HaKiddushin, he has to make a bracha before he's Mekadish, the woman, Kederech Shemevarchim Al Kol HaMitzvahs. In the same way, you have to be Mevarech, you have to make a bracha before you do any mitzvah. There's the concept of Berachas HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam argues with the Rosh that we mentioned before, and the Rambam says very clearly that Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. If Birchas Erisin is Birchas HaMitzvah, then the Rambam is of the opinion, as he indeed writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the act of Erisin, the act of Kiddushin, is a mitzvah, and therefore you have to make a bracha before it, like you make before any other mitzvah. However, that doesn't mean that the Rambam is of the understanding that Kiddushin is a mitzvah chiyuvis like tefillin, that everybody's mechuyev to go out and get married in the same way that everybody is mechuyev to put tefillin on every day. That wasn't the intent of the Rambam when the Rambam said that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. What the Rambam meant was that if an individual wants to live with a woman, then the only way you can do it legally, right, or halachically, is if there is an act of Kiddushin prior to it. Therefore, it's the exact parallel to if a person chooses not to be a vegetarian and chooses that he wants to eat meat, the only way you can eat meat is if you do an act of Shechita before you eat the meat. In other words, you kill the animal in a legitimate halachic manner, then you're allowed to eat the meat. If you marry the woman in a legitimate halachic manner, you are allowed to live with the woman. That's not called a mitzvah chiyuvis, that's called a mitzvah kiyumis. In other words, when you do it, you are makayim a mitzvah. But it doesn't mean that you are mechayev, right, to be mekadish. In other words, there's no mitzvah that your person should be mekadish every day. In America, they think it is. That you get married, then you get divorced, and you get married again, you get divorced again, you get married again, because the mitzvah is a repetitive mitzvah. No, it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. In other words, you get married once, you mekayim the mitzvah, and that's it. Now, the Rivosh, one of the Rishonim, says this Mefurish. The Rivash says, do not misunderstand. The Rivash in his Tshuva says, do not misunderstand the Rambam. The Rambam wasn't coming along when he said that Kiddushin is a mitzvah to say that there is a chiyuv to get married, and as many times as you'll get married, you'll be mekayim more mitzvahs. Right? The Rav Scheinberg, instead of being married to his wife for 80 years, right, could have solved the problem of the tzitzis instead of having to put on 80 pairs of tzitzis every day. He could have got married 80 times every year. No, that's not the pshat, says the Rivash. That's not what the Rambam meant. Says the Rivash, what the Rambam meant was that it's the exact parallel, the lekech isha, beli kiddushin, a man, who lives with a woman without kiddushin, is the parallel to leivish talis belay tzitzis. In terms of mitzvahs, not another thing. In terms of mitzvahs, the parallel is, kaleivish talis belay tzitzis. In other words, like wearing a talis without tzitzis. If you don't want to wear a talis, if you don't want to wear a four-cornered garment, you don't have to have tzitzis. Midrabbanan, you have to wear tzitzis. But midraiser, you don't. If you don't want to marry a woman, so there's no mitzvah of Kiddushin. But if you do want to marry a woman, then you have to go through the process of Kiddushin. Now, the Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, has a system. What's his system? Every time he brings a mitzvah, he brings you the source of the mitzvah. What does he say? He says, this particular concept is a mitzvah. How do I know this, says the Rambam? Kedichsiv, as is written in the Pasuk. And the Rambam always brings a pasuk. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddushin, it's very interesting. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddushin, the Rambam doesn't say the usual language that he uses. The Rambam changes his language in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He doesn't say, as it's written in the pasuk, he says, the haremez olav. The remez to the mitzvah of Kiddushin is, ki yikach ish isho ubeala. Why does the Rambam say the haremez olav? Because the mitzvah of Kiddushin is not stated mefurish anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the mitzvahs are said to be mekadesh. Nevertheless, from the fact that it says, either in Parshas Kitzeitze, in connection with the din of Meitzi Shemra, ki yikach ish isho bo'aleha, or from the din of Gerushin, where it says ki yikach ish isho bo'aleha, From that, says the Rambam, we see that there is a concept of kircha, there is a concept of kiddushin prior to bia. So therefore from there we see merumas, it's an indication, it's a hint, says the Rambam, that there is such a mitzvah of kiddushin. So the Rambam argues with the Rosh, the Rambam argues with Rav Achegon, the Rambam comes up with a new theory that there is a mitzvah saseh to be mekadesh. Where did the Rambam get it from? Very nice, he's got a remez in a pasuk. But where did he get it from? So l'chura pashtus, anybody who's learned the Seches Kedushin, would say that the Rambam gets it from the Mefurish Gemara at the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin. L'chura, that's where the Rambam got it from. Why? Because what's the first sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin? The first sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin is being Mekadesh, a man who wants to be Mekadesh a woman, but he can't be bothered doing it himself. So what does he do? He appoints an agent, he appoints a shliach, to be Mekadesh on his behalf. That's the first sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin. Right? And the Gemara says there that is there an advantage in being Mekadesh yourself over appointing a shliach to be Mekadesh for you? So the Gemara says in Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, that as far as Maaseh Kedushin is concerned, mitzvah boy yaser mibishluchay. It's more mitzvah that you should be Mekadesh than sending a shliach to be Mekadesh. So we see from the Gemara that the Gemara defines the act of Kedushin as being what? As being a mitzvah, and therefore mitzvah boy yaser mibishluchay. Mitzvah is always better that you do it yourself rather than send the shliach, because when you send the shliach to do it, it's like certain negativity. No. I thought you were going to ask something else. I was waiting for you to ask something else. I was waiting for you to ask the obvious kasha, which I could have given the cynical retort, but you didn't ask the kasha, so I can't give my cynical retort. What does the Gemara bring a raya on in the beginning of the second parak? From Machri Chayish of Erev Shabbos.
Sure.
The Chachona. That's the Dach Nishke Mitzvah. The Torah says that. Oh, but it's Nishta Zemes. Well, the Rambam Nishito say how the Rambam Nishto Shabbos writes that Machri Chayish is a din of Kibbut. Kibbut is Erev Shabbos. So, fakir. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah of Nias. It's me Erev Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. You know, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Kuntrasachim, the famous Shulchan Aruch Harav. And the Sefer HaMakna on the spot. That's the Halachic Reich. So the Maid is, yeah, Raya.
The
Mitzvah
is also Mitzvah?
No. Hang on. We'll get that in a minute. Hang on. That's the Poshta Raya. Now that's the Balabatish Raya that you would say. You'd bring a Raya for Mitzvah by Yetim Yishluchay. The Netziv, in his Sefer Merei Mitzvah on Yevamos, comes up with a very interesting Raya. He said, the Netziv says something very original. He says the Rambam based himself on the Gemara in Yevamos. What's the Gemara in Yevamos? So the Rambam says the following. The Netziv says the following. This is related to what Rabbi Oliverov mentioned beforehand, Legabe Yud. He says that the Gemara says in Yevamos the following. Omar Rabbi Huna, that Rabbi Huna said that the mitzvah of Yibum is, first of all, the Kiddushin of Yibum, which is called Maima. And then after that, to be boil. Says the Gemara, what happens if a guy who was mechayev to do Yibum didn't bother with the Kiddushin? He missed out the first stage. He didn't do the Kiddushin of Yibum, and he went straight to the Maisa Bia. Says the Gemara, im boil b'lei maima kaina. He's kaina the Yevama with Bia. Ask the Gemara, how can you say he's kohen the Isha with Bia if we've learnt in a Brisa that anybody who does an act of Yibum by doing Bia without doing first Kiddushin gets Malkus? He's Laker, says the Gemara. So you see from the fact that he's Laker, it's something that shouldn't be done, so how can you say he's kohen? Says the Gemara, Midaraisa, you don't get Malkus, and Midaraisa, you take a kohen. And that's what the Gemara meant. The fact that we've learned that if you do this, you get Malkus, that is only Malkus Maldus, that's only Midrabbanan. That's based on the halacha of that Rav said, The Rav Mangid Manda Mekadesh Bebiya. The Rav went and gave Malkus to anybody who was Mekadesh Bebiya, even though according to the Mishnah, Isha Niklas, Vishloshes Drachim. Right? So Midaraisa, you can be Mekadesh and Isha with Bia. The Rav came along and made a Takana that you shouldn't be Mekadesh Bebiya. And if you're Mekadesh Bebiya, you get Malkus. Says the Netziv, why didn't the Gemara continue? And why didn't the Gemara say, how can you bring me a Raya from Rav Mangid Manda Mekadesh Bebiya? Bebiya. That if you are miyabem and isha with bia, you get malchus. Why doesn't the Gemara say it's a pashta chiluk? When did Rav say that you get malchus if you are mekadesh bebia? That's when you stand mekadesh bebia. But a guy who's mekadesh bebia in a mokum mitzvah like yibum, maybe there you don't get malchus. In other words, the Gemara always does this sort of thing. The Gemara makes chilukim. Right? The Gemara always, when the Gemara wants to bring a raya from one place to another place, the Gemara immediately looks for what's the difference that you can't compare it to. Here you've got a pashta chiluk, says the Netziv. You can say that Yibum is a maisa mitzvah, so therefore by Yibum, if you're Mekadesh Bebiya, you don't get Malkus. Rav Mangi was talking about stomach guy who wanted to be Mekadesh. Stomach guy wants to be Mekadesh, you can't be Mekadesh Bebiya. Elamai says the Netziv is from Dot Naraya, that the Gemara holds that there's absolutely no difference between Kiddushin and between Yibum. In the same way as Yibum is a mitzvah, so Kiddushin is a mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara can be mechalik between Stam Kiddushin and Yibum, and that's where the Rambam got it from, that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, as I say. That's how the Netziv learns. I'll go upon him, you've got two options. It can either be from the beginning of the second parak of mitzvah, or from the Gemara in Yevamos. I'll go upon him, there are makaris in the Gemara, as we said before, it's not mefurish, but it's indicative in the Gemara that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. If you look at the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Ishis, the Rambam is talking about Kiddushin, and the Rambam says the following, V'likuchin Eilu, the act of Kiddushin, mitzvahs asei shel Torah, is a mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah, u'be'echud mishlei shedvorim Eilu ha-ish ha-niknis, pekesev v'shtara bebiya. So, again, the Akronim take on, that from the Pashtus Loshon of the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Ishis, the Rambam is assuming that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Now, it seems from the language of the Rambam, when the Rambam says, V'likuchin eilu, mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah, that the Rambam is saying that the act of Kiddushin per se, in itself, is a mitzvah. Before you get to the stage of Nisuin, nothing at all to do with Nisuin, the act of Kiddushin in itself constitutes a mitzvah. And if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs again, the Rambam says it quite explicitly. The Rambam seems to be saying in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that Sivonu, we were commanded, that if you want to do a Maisa Bia, there has to be Kiddushin. And you have to give something Biyada Isha, either a Shtar or the Bia, or the Zayi Mitzvahs Kiddushin. And the Rambam says, well, it talks about Kiddushin, doesn't bring in at all the concept of Nisuyin. And seeing the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Rambam here in the Halacha doesn't bring in the union of Nisuyin, it seems Pashtus from the Rambam Shita is, that the act of Kiddushin per se in itself constitutes a mitzvah. However, the Rambam's son disagrees. The Rambam had a son, Avram ben Rambam, and in the Sefer of his Chivas, Birchas Avram, and it's quoted Bekitza by the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah quotes in Mamish Bekitza, in Simen Mem Dalet. It's brought in the beginning of Hilchas Ishis, the Kesef Mishnah brings it very, 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 very briefly. If you look inside, it's much more bariches. He says that my father's opinion was that Kiddushin combined with Nisuin is a mitzvah. And, says Rav Avraham ben Rambam, in fact, if you look clearly into what my father says, you'll see that my father was very careful to emphasize this point. Where do you see it in the Rambam? Two places. The first place is before Hilchas Ishis, before every section of Halachas in the Rambam, there is always a heading where the Rambam lists the number of mitzvahs in the following section in the Rambam. Now that heading is from the Rambam. The Horaya Miksav Yad Rambam of, which is in the Sassoon Library, is written there, Biksav Yad of the Rambam. In other words, the Kaiserius is Biksav Yad of the Rambam. This is definitely the Rambam himself. What does the Rambam write in Hilchas Ishis, before he starts off Hilchas Ishis? That the Yesh Bichlolon, in the following chapters, there are four mitzvahs. Two of them are mitzvahs asei, and two of them are mitzvahs leisaseh. What's the first mitzvah saseh? Lisa isha, to do an act of nisuim, which has been preceded by a ksuva and kiddushin. And in fact, if you look at the beginning of Sefer Mishneh Torah, where the Rambam brings all the 613 mitzvahs, not the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, but the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which the Rambam writes at the beginning of Mishneh Torah, the Rambam does the same thing. The Rambam says, what's the mitzvah? Lisa Isha, to do a Maisa Nisuim, which has been preceded by Ksuba and by Nisuim. Says the Rambam ben Rambam, if so, you see clearly that my father's position was that it's not the act of Kiddushin per se that is a mitzvah, it's the act of Kiddushin. When it's followed by an act of Nisuim, the whole package, that's considered to be a mitzvah. Because otherwise, says the Rambam ben Rambam, my father should have written not Lisa Isha, but Lekadesh Isha. And the fact that he doesn't write the Kaddish, what's he bringing in Nisuim for, is a raya that he held as the entire package that is the mitzvah. And in fact, this is the shitta of the Ran. The Ran in Ksubas, in the first parak of Ksubas, asks the same question as the Rosh, in a different way. He says, why, if Kiddushin is a mitzvah, why don't we make a bracha before we do an act of Kiddushin? Hashem Kiddushonu is face of the Tivonu, Lekadesh Isha. He says, because Kiddushin in itself doesn't constitute a mitzvah, says the Ran. It's Kiddushin with Nisuim that's a mitzvah. I'll ask me, why don't we say the bracha by Nisuim? He's got a teretz. But in there he says that Kiddushin itself doesn't constitute a mitzvah, it's only Kiddushin together with Nisuim. Now, where did Rav Avram, the son of the Rambam, get it from, that his father must have held that Kiddushin itself is not a mitzvah, only Kiddushin together with Nisuim? So he himself says, Mitzad Echad, that the Lashon of his father in the Minyan HaMitzvahs and in the Keseret is mashma like that. But then he carries on and he says, my father must have held like that because it's a Mefurish Gemara. What's the Mefurish Gemara? He says, it's a Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Yud Ches brings the opinion of Shmuel, where Shmuel says you are allowed to do a Maisa Erisin with a woman on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because if you don't do the Maisa Erisin on Chol HaMoed, maybe somebody else will chaper on and he'll be Mekadesha before you. Shemi Kad Menachah, therefore it's mutter to do a Maisa Erisin on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, we have a Raya for Shmuel. Says the Gemara, what's the Raya for Shmuel? There is a Mishnah which says, Ein Noisim Noshim B'Moed. That you're not allowed to marry a woman, to do Nisuin, on Yom Tov. Why not? Because Ein Ma'avim Simcha B'Simcha, the Gemara says, you don't mix two types of Simcha, Simcha's Yom Tov, but Simcha's Nisuin. Says the Gemara, so you see from there that the whole Isra is only an Isra of Nisuin. Ein Noisim Noshim B'Moed. But Erisin is Muta. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a good raya. Why? Because in reality, what the Gemara is saying is a leimi bayakom. And the Gemara is saying, not only is erusin, which is not a mitzvah, something which you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, but even nisuin, which is a mitzvah, is also awesome. Says Rav Avram ben Rambam, so you see Mefurish from the Gemara, that Kiddushin alone, the Gemara says, is not considered to be a mitzvah. Because the Gemara says, it's a lemi boyakoma. That Eretin alone, which is not a mitzvah, you can't do on Yom Tov, but that's the Chiddush is, that even Yisrael, which is a mitzvah, you can't do. So you see clearly, the Gemara says, Mefurish, that Eretin is not a mitzvah, and that's where my father got it from, says Rav Avram ben Rambam. Elamai, the Rambam does say that Hashanah, the Kiddushin is a likuchin elu. Mitzvah Saseim and Atayah, what the Rambam meant was the combination of Kiddushin together with Nisuin, that is a mitzvah. The problem is that Lechura, the Rambam himself, seems to be contradictory to what the Bavram ben Rambam is saying. And the Rambam himself seems to be saying very clearly that Kiddushin on its own constitutes a mitzvah. Now, where do I get this from? There's a Rambam in the third Perek of Hilchas Ishes, Halacha Kaf Gimel. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says the following. Kol HaMekadish Isha. Anybody who makes an act of Kiddushin with a woman, Bein Al Yidei Atzmei, Bein Al Yidei Shliach, whether he's doing it himself, whether he's doing it as Shliach, Sorech Levorech Kodim HaKiddushin. You have to make a bracha beforehand. Aihu, if he's being Mekadish himself, he makes the bracha. If it's the Shliach who's being Mekadish, it's the Shliach who makes the bracha. Kederech Shemavorechim Al Kol Mitzvahs. Like you make a bracha before you do any mitzvah. So before you do an act of Kiddushin, you have to make a bracha. Ve'im kiddush v'loy birach. What happened if the guy did the act of Kiddushin and he forgot to make the bracha? He finished and he gave the woman the pruta and he said, Hareyam kiddushasli, and then there was a Rabbi Reuben was standing next to him, and Rabbi Reuben said to him, the bracha, you forgot the bracha. Says the Rambam, what does he do now? Says the Rambam, im kiddush v'loy birach, lo yivarech acha kiddushin. Don't make the bracha anymore. Too late. Why? She's a bracha of Atola. Because it's a bracha of Atola. Why is it a bracha of Atola? Because the mitzvah is over. In other words, you can't make a bracha after a mitzvah. The bracha always has to be over. So once you've done the Isaac Kedushin, the mitzvah is over. Now, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, of Hilchas Brachas Halacha Hey, the Rambam says the following: Ha'ase Mitzvah. Somebody's in the middle of doing a mitzvah v'lay birich, and he forgot to break a bracha. Im he mitzvah shadayin asiyosa kayemes. If it's in a mitzvah which is continuing, right? You're still in the process of the mitzvah. Mevarech hachasiyosa. You can still make the bracha even though you've done the first stage. If it's a mitzvah which is over, it's finished, then you can't make the bracha. If Rav Avraham ben Arambam is right, that the Rambam shita is that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah in itself, it's only the whole process of Kiddushin with Nisuyin which culminates the mitzvah, right, that the mitzvah finishes with the Nisuyin, then after the Kiddushin the guy is still in the process of the mitzvah. If he's still in the process of the mitzvah, why does the Rambam paskin that he can't make the bracha? According to Rav Avraham ben Arambam, he should be able to make the bracha. And the Tashbat paskins that he argues with the Rambam, and the Tashbat paskins that you can make the bracha after the Kiddushin for this very svara. The Tashbat says that saying that the mitzvah is Kiddushin and Nisuyin, there is no mitzvah of Kiddushin on its own. Therefore, the Tashbat says, if you are after the Kiddushin and before the Nisuyin, you can still make the bracha. If you've got to make the bracha before the Kiddushin, he says the Tashbat says this for her. So why is the Rambam arguing with this? If according to Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, Ela is Muchach, that the Rambam taka hold that the mitzvah finishes with the Kiddushin, and not like Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam said. So what? So what? But it's. What's enough gemira? No. If you look in the Ran says that the reason why you don't make a bracha over kiddushin is because gemar hamitzvah b'mayis hanisuyin. So it's all one unit.
Now he's not doing anything. Now he took a.
Why? He's in the middle of the mitzvah. It's no difference than he's in the middle.
Nothing to do now. He's waiting 12 months.
Say waiting 12 months is part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to wait 12 months to do the b'mayis hanisuyin. That's all part of the mitzvah. That's the time frame of the mitzvah. The time frame of the mitzvah is it begins on date A and it finishes 12 months later with an act of Nisuyin.
Oh, so
you
arrive at the fact that it doesn't say that
it's making a difference. I hold it's all the same thing. But Mitzad Sheini, Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam has a point. Why does he have a point? He has a point because the Rambam says, Lisoyisho. Why does the Rambam say in the Minyan HaMitzvahs and in the beginning of the Halacha, Lisa Isha Biksuva the Kiddushin? And even more than that, what is the Rambam bringing in this business of Ksuba? How does Ksuba get into the whole parasha? In other words, if the Rambam holds it, it's a mitzvah, say, to marry a woman with a Ksuba and Kiddushin, the Rambam must be of the opinion that Ksuba is the Raisa. But it's not the case. The Rambam paskens beforish, the machlekes is in the Gemara. The Rambam paskens beforish, the ksuba is the Rabbanan. If ksuba is the Rabbanan, how does ksuba get into this whole parasha at all? And in fact, the Ramban asked this on the Rambam. The Ramban asked this kasha, how does ksuba get in there? from the fact that Ksuba gets in there, Lechura, that's a raya to Rav Avraham ben Arambam. Why? Because when does Ksuba, there's no Ksuba by Erisin. There's also a shayla in the Gemara. We pass him, there is no Ksuba from Erisin. Ksuba is only from Nisayin. So if the Rambam says that the mitzvah is Lisa Isha Biksuba, and with Kiddushin, so if he's saying that the mitzvah is Biksuba, he says the mitzvah only is when? Shas Nisayin, because that's when there's Ksuba. So if Rambam ben Rambam's right, but if Rambam ben Rambam's right, then we're back to why can't you make the bracha? Why does the Rambam paskin that you can't make the bracha after kiddushin? At this point in time, I don't know the answer. Maybe we'll see next week.